This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So history is happening all around us. Incredible things are unfolding. We have some amazing guests coming up in the next segment as Democrats being confronted. Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, for their criminal activities are being confronted everywhere. That's coming up. A ton of other breaking news with Owen Schroyer, who's riding shotgun from the ATX. Katie Hopkins is here. We're going to air her powerful video after she leaves us at the start of the next segment from the Free Tommy Robinson rally. I mean, all the different HD cuts you didn't see in the live feeds. That's going to be coming up start of the next segment. But, Katie, just an update on Tommy Robinson from your sources. I'm also talking to his crew later today. How that's ignited people, how that's awakened people, and then other tidbits of what you've observed there in Christian Russia.
Thank you. So I just wanted to update you with some breaking news. Parliament, so this is in the UK, and today the House of Lords were voting on Brexit, and it's been very tense. It's about whether a Parliament will get a final meaningful vote on Brexit, which meant that Parliament could have overturned Brexit, so the Remainers could have managed to have a final say on the Brexit I voted for and Brexiteers voted for, and it's just been announced, breaking news, Parliament will not get a meaningful vote on the final Brexit deal after MPs voted to reject the House of Lords amendment. So what that means is Theresa May goes into this final negotiating round with the EU with a much strengthened hand because Parliament will not get a final say on the deal. And that's a very great thing for Brexiteers like myself. So sorry for that. But
please don't say sorry. Please, we should have led with that. I didn't even realize that that vote had already come up. Wow. Spend another minute before we get to Tommy. I mean, because he's important, but wow, that'd be good news for him as well. I mean, just recapping that. So this is a big victory for sovereignty.
Yes. So MPs voted by 324 votes to 298, a majority of 26, to reject the amendment passed in the Lords, enabling Parliament to take charge of the negotiating strategy if MPs voted against the Brexit deal. So that will not happen. Parliament will not be able to take charge of the negotiating strategy, which means a much better deal for Brexiteers because we are much more likely to get the Brexit we wanted because MPs, the people we voted for, won't be able to overturn the decision of 17.4 million people. So that's a fantastic thing, but it does show the House of Lords working against democracy in the UK, effectively, because the House of Lords wants to put Parliament in control.
And no longer is it actual lords that go back to England. And for people that don't know, that's now bureaucratically installed, folks, almost like the EU permanent bureaucracy. It's this dictatorship. It's almost like a communist Politburo.
Oh, absolutely. And I can see in my lifetime the House of Lords being abolished. Absolutely. The British people aren't going to take this lying down at all. Most of them are geriatrics over the age of 85. They have to have waterproof flooring because they're all doubly incontinent. So it's time they were all got
rid of. I totally agree. They need to abolish it and create another House of Parliament. You need two systems. You mean,
They all got told off last week for sleeping while they're in there. They go in there, they get their $500 expenses a day, and then
I know it's nighttime over in Russia, and you've got important things to do, but we got to do the Tommy Robinson update. We've got a one-minute break, and then I'm going to come back and just give me 2 minutes on how Tommy is doing, and then we'll play your video, but you'll be gone. Katie, thank you so much. Just in 50 seconds we have going to break, what's the spirit in Russia right now?
It's fantastic over here. You know, we have this idea that Putin's a monster. It doesn't seem like that. Everybody's out in the street partying. It's white nights here, only 4 hours of darkness a night. And it's very open. It's very Russian. It's very Catholic and Christian. There's no litter on the streets. People here don't overconsume. I love it.
So Russia looks strong from your perspective.
Absolutely, it looks strong, and I think for too long we've made Putin out to be the monster, and I don't see a monster here at all. In fact, I see a Russia very like America that's willing to put Russia first, and that's a positive thing for America, and it's a positive thing in the fight against the globalists.
And that makes Hollywood so upset. Boy, the Hollywood folks had control of Russia for 80-something years. But that's all coming to an end, scumbags. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Katie Hopkins. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
To you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this just broke minutes ago. They have voted in the UK Parliament to not allow the Brexit to be derailed and to have Brexit continue and to honor the vote of the people, despite what Theresa May and the neocons they've got over there are doing on the left. This is another big defeat for the unelected EU bureaucracy. This is a big defeat for the globalist, a big win for nationalism on the heels of Italy becoming nationalist with a leftist and nationalist conservative unity government. You've got elections all over the world, similar things happening. Very, very exciting things unfolding. Now, Katie Hopkins, journalist, Fox News contributor, HopkinsWorld.com. She's over in St. Petersburg. She was just reporting on the Russians being Christian, vibrant, strong, panicking Hollywood and the globalist poison dealers, the psychic vampires. But the sad news is our political prisoners. She'll leave us here in a few minutes. We'll air a compilation of Free Tommy Robinson and then move to our next big stories. But we do have political prisoners. They like to make us all political prisoners. We forget the EU wants to make it illegal to even criticize the EU or talk about how they're tax exempt at the top. The latest on Tommy Robinson.
Yeah, so, you know, he's inside for 13 months, and it still is one of those crucial points of argument. There's a great deal of people here in the UK that say, well, he knew what he was doing. He had an order out against him. He was told not to be outside the court. It's contempt of court. He pled guilty. Case closed. But, of course, there's much more rational people, people like myself, who understand that all he was trying to do was shine a light on the Pakistani majority Pakistani Muslim grooming gangs, the rape squads that have been raping our children. And my message to all these people that criticize Tommy is always this. If he had turned a blind eye, just like the police turned a blind eye, just like the social services turned a blind eye to the victims, you know, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place if all those people who had turned a blind eye continued to speak the truth. And that's all Tommy Robinson's trying to do, is shine a light on this issue. The idea that he was sentenced to 13 months in just 5 hours, you know, where was the swift justice for the Muslim paedophiles that were abusing our children? And 13 months inside, it's a known fact. Some of the people I work with that work inside prisons that talk to me, they say, well, just take one warden who's paid or bribed by the Muslim gangs that control a lot of our prisons, one warden to be bribed to open that cell door, and Tommy will not survive his time inside. So that's really the worry. And when I see people criticizing Putin for silencing journalists like Majinsky here, there's a big Majinsky Act, you know, I don't see the UK as being much different. The establishment don't like what Tommy Robinson has to say. He stands against their ultimate being cowed to Islam, and because he got in the way, they've thrown him inside, and it's just the same for us. It's the establishment way of cleansing people whose voices they don't want heard. So I don't see any difference between the allegations leveled at Putin and the actions of Theresa May and the establishment putting Tommy Robinson inside. He definitely needs to be out of prison for his own safety, and there's no reason for him to be behind bars.
Well, I totally agree with you. And if the Islamists are so stupid, as they've almost killed him before in prison, to think if they kill him that that will defeat him, that will only make him 100 times bigger, it just shows their total and complete disconnect. But again, people that don't understand, in parliamentary systems, if you've got 5-10% of the population that votes as a bloc, you can then put whatever party you want in, pushing them over the top. That's why Europe's rolled out a giant red bloody carpet to Islam. And of course, the biggest victim of Islam are Muslims who aren't radical. Many Muslims are nice people. They're called heretics, but the whole orthodoxy is targeting them. So I just want to make this point. Judges using the, quote, you know, gag orders inside the court's one thing, but saying outside, don't even be out there pointing out that there's a trial happening, that is a absolute violation of jurisprudence, English common law. Our common law is the same thing. I know the law. I've talked to lawyers. I've talked to lawyers over in your country. This is a giant power grab, these D-notices. All of it. They are using this to suppress speech. They banned Michael Savage from coming to your country. They've asked me when I'm flying in, am I going to be political? If so, I can't come in. And absolutely, Russia has targeted a few journalists that have been proven to be CIA-funded, foreign-funded, you know, like the rock bands they send over there, whose names I can't even say on air because FCC rules, but the P Riot. They're there, admittedly, to overthrow the country. Well, I don't want China over here. China just got banned from buying up U.S. universities and putting out communist Chinese propaganda. Trump just did that a few weeks ago with executive action, because that's a foreign power. That's what I see Putin doing, is going after foreign powers in his country. No. In England and the U.K., it's people standing up for your sovereignty, standing up for your nation, are the ones being targeted and silenced. That's what I call treason by the government. What do you say in closing?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. There's this real sense now in the UK that it's the people versus the establishment. The crowds are not dissipating. They are growing in size, in number. The mainstream media won't report it. And I think it will be very interesting if Tommy Robinson does make it out of prison alive. His voice is going to be louder than ever. And it's really this resurgent idea that the British people are going to be standing up for Great Britain, supported by populists in Europe and supported by Donald Trump in America. And for him and for you, we're very grateful.
All right, HopkinsWorld.com. Thank you, Katie Hopkins. Always amazing.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robbins is the real deal. 11 years ago, finding out they had rape gangs right next door to his tanning salon, he started exposing them. They got in his face. He got in fist fights with them. It's not a win. It's like you've seen all the people attacking me, fights back, started kicking their ass. They were loading girls in cars. That's what a normal man does. And all these years later, years in prison, attack, lost his house, everything, he's not backing down. It's that leadership that ignites real revolutions. And we're going to win. But some of us are going to have to make some big sacrifices. And Tommy's really made a big one. I'm trying to finance him and expansion of media with his organization right now. And that's just a meeting I'm actually going to have tomorrow. That's why, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to do a bunch of stuff. I want to grow. That's why Soros and Hillary's law firms are openly suing me. They brag about it. The goal, they say, is to shut us down. The good news is the suits are fraudulent. The problem is they're launching them in areas like Travis County and other areas where they believe that they're going to, you know, have a group of their own people to basically electronically lynch me. Doesn't matter, folks. I've already done the victories. We've already exposed them. They're already in flames. They're trying to take us out, though. We're needed for future battles. Now, maybe you know, that's not God's plan. It's up to you whether InfoWars will stand and grow, or whether we will be destroyed or reborn or whatever it is. But right now, we're in position to do more damage to the globalists than we've ever done. That's why I need all of you. I didn't even plug last hour, except for 10 seconds. To go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have free shipping on all our best-selling items. That's got to end this week. I've extended it one more week. It will end this week. We've also got X2, 50% off. I got a huge run. We're trying to secure more of the Deep Earth Crystal Sword, but this could be the last run. I hope it's not. I believe we've got another Deep Earth source, but we're having it tested right now to make sure it's 9999999 like this. Okay? These oil drilling companies put you over a barrel and you're getting it to 7,000, 12,000 feet. It's the cleanest, best halogen out there. InfoWarsStore.com. But I've never really, I don't think I've even done 50% off by itself before. I've done it combo before, but I want those of you on the fence. We know a lot of you already use it. It's our best-selling product along with BrainForce. They're right neck and neck. But a lot of you don't order things until they're, you know, at the lowest price ever. And I want to get you as new customers. I want you to see what iodine's done for me and others. Real iodine, not bound garbage, but pure iodine. I remember when BuzzFeed had it tested, and they said, it's weird. It's not this type or that type or this type. It's just iodine. They didn't realize what they were saying. Yes, it's really pure. It's atomic. It's really, everybody calls it atomic. This is as close to atomic as you're going to get. InfoWarsLife.com. But by atomic, it's not radioactive. It's on the periodic table. It's the element. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Real Red Pill Plus now with energy. Brain Force, all 50% off. InfoWars Store, Alpha Power, amazing. Try that. Energy, stamina, libido, focus. It's everything. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Owen's got special guests coming up. We'll get to that Katie Hopkins video, too, coming up. I'm going to hand the baton to him. I love you. I appreciate you all. Please stay with us and spread the live links. Tell folks about the local radio and TV stations you're watching and listening to.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something.
Try ignoring this crowd.
From the Free Tommy Robinson March.
Squads in the UK were ignored. Rotherham, Telford, Rochdale, Oxford, Newcastle, the list goes on. But Tommy Robinson refused to look away. Despite known risks to his freedom, he persisted, reporting known facts from the street outside a court in Leeds where a rape squad faced justice. He was arrested simply for being there. Arrested, charged, and sentenced in 5 hours. Given 13 months inside Hull Prison for contempt of court, together with a sinister media ban to silence reporting of anything to do with his story. And so, here today, outside Whitehall, people protest. Some are here to protest the injustice of his sentence.
The moment we live in a country where you can get locked up for reporting on industrialised rape of young white girls, the moment we reach that point is a complete disaster. And the moment we reach a point where you can't criticise something, that's the moment we lose who we are.
This country is known for free speech and people being able to say and do what they want, and it has to be protected.
Many can see the cruelty of a system where rapists and paedophiles walk free, but a journalist reporting on them is jailed.
There's a problem with a grooming epidemic from the Muslim community, and I will say Muslim community, and that needs to be tackled. And there is also a massive problem with Islamic extremism. I know because I've grown up with Muslims.
We can't say anything about Pakistan Muslim paedophile gangs. When we speak about these, you know, we're called racist, we're called Islamophobic.
But there is something else. The crowd are drawn by something bigger than Tommy, something greater than one man. Old, young, mothers, daughters and dads, drawn together by a shared sense that our country has got it all wrong and Britain has lost its way, that we side with the criminal.
And we have to speak out the truth, because if we don't, we're going to end up living in a place we don't want to live. We're already seeing that freedom of speech is endangered. I think Tommy's tremendously brave in what he does. He's a very young man. I'm not a very young man, but I'm going to say what I have to say because I feel that I have a duty to say it for the benefit of other people who can't.
But Islam is taking over the place we used to call home.
To stand up against this persecution of people who criticise Islam, and it is a persecution. And we need to stand up to it. We need to stand up and oppose it.
And we are not alone in this fight. International leaders like Geert Wilders from the Freedom Party are here from the Netherlands to show solidarity in our battle against the Islamification of the UK. But what unites all of us here? What has brought these people to this place outside Whitehall in London is to show we will not be silenced. We will not be told to look away from what is wrong. British people are here to show that there are still right-minded people in our country prepared to stand up for what is right. The establishment will not silence us. Tommy Robinson will not survive 13 months in prison. What purpose does his sentence serve, I wonder, but to silence his voice, a voice the establishment don't want to hear? We stand together. We stand with Tommy Robinson.
And this is just an example of people around the world getting more activated to engage in their politics, whether it be, you know, millions of women marching for the hashtag MeToo thing, totally propped up by Hollywood. It's amazing how Hollywood creates the rape culture, and then Hollywood creates the protest of the rape culture. But people are sick of it, and again, on both sides of the table, you're seeing people marching, you're seeing people fired up, getting active about their politics, but where does the rubber meet the road, and where do people start to declare victory outside of just elections? Now, to just put a bow on the Tommy Robinson deal, when you hear about this case, and you know that it went from Tommy Robinson reporting in front of the courthouse to in front of a judge to sentencing and then jail within 5 hours, anybody with any legal experience will tell you that is so obviously premeditated, it's not even funny. Now, typically when you have a situation like this and you can tell that there's a premeditated conclusion to sentencing, it's usually because you have a set precedent in a common case, like a drinking and driving or a speeding ticket or something like that. These judges see them all day, so they already know what they're going to sentence. It's already built in the books. But this deal with Tommy Robinson is not like that. Judges don't hear these cases daily. Judges don't even hear these cases in any way, shape, or form annually. So they had to preconceive what they were going to do the next time Tommy Robinson landed in their courtroom, and that was jail. 13 months is what he got. So he went from on the street reporting, free speech, to in front of the judge, to sentencing, to jail in 5 hours. That tells you this entire thing was premeditated, and it's not the healthy kind of premeditated you get from judges in the courtroom where you have a case-by-case basis every day that forms a precedent. No, this was judges that have political leanings and then inject their political leanings into their courtrooms, and they premeditate what they're going to do to people like Tommy Robinson. That's what this is. To me, that is not just unethical when it comes to justice. It should be also illegal. And I also think it should be illegal, and this is another thing that courts are doing all around the world. This happens to Tommy Robinson, where they put you in a bind. So they arrest you. Now you're in a total discomfort zone. Now you're arrested. You're handcuffed. You have no power. You're powerless. And they put you in this situation. Then they get you in front of a judge, and they simply put it in front of you to say, look, basically sit, admit you're guilty, say you're guilty, we'll take the handcuffs off, and you can go and be in jail for 13 months. So they do this. This is a new tactic. And they're doing this in America, too. This isn't just, I mean, this is, they're doing this everywhere. They do this all the time in America, mostly for petty offenses, nonviolent offenders. And they'll put you in a powerless situation, have you feeling intimidated, have you arrested, have you in cuffs, sit you in front of the judge. You don't get a lawyer. You don't get proper proceedings for a fair legal trial. You are put in a situation where you're powerless so that the judge can say, admit you're guilty, and we'll give you some freedom back. We'll give you some power back. And it's a psychological fact. They know this. They're going to get that admittance of guilt 99% of the time. That's why they do that. So there's so many different issues around this Tommy Robinson thing. But you would think it would be an event that would bring both sides of the issue together. But you're not getting that, are you? Because they already dehumanized Tommy Robinson, so half the people don't want to stand with him for free speech because they don't think he's human. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here taking over for Alex. We may hear again from Alex before the 4 hours is over, but in the meantime, we've got Howard Kaplan coming up this segment, and then wide open, so I may even open up the phone lines later on. But first, you heard from Howard last week after he confronted Bill Clinton's book tour. I believe that was in Philadelphia, and that video went viral. Now, check out Howard Kaplan again, this time confronting Joe Biden.
Well, what about the girls that you molested on C-SPAN at the Senate swearing in?
Right there. This is actually incredible. This is footage on C-SPAN. Like, and listen to how the crowd reacts. Play it one more time. I just want to provide a little context to this. There are dozens and dozens, hours of footage, Joe Biden groping young girls, kissing young girls, being awkward with young girls, inappropriately touching young girls. So much so, in fact, that Jeff Sessions is aware of it. His grandchild is in the State Building. Biden reaches over for a grab, and Sessions slaps his hand away. So creepy Uncle Joe Biden is caught on dozens of camera reels groping and inappropriately touching young women. That is a fact. Now listen to how the crowd reacts when Howard Kaplan brings that up.
Well, what about the girls that you molested on C-SPAN at the Senate swearing in? The stomach? No, answer. Answer your question.
Inappropriate. It's inappropriate for you to ask that question. Oh, but Joe Biden groping young girls is perfectly fine. All right, so the whole video you can find on his Twitter, at PGHowie2, at PGHowie2 is where you can find it on Twitter. Wow. You know, Howard, it's amazing. I mean, what is it like? Like, you just look at the video, you just know things, you have a memory, and you just say, hey, Joe, why are you inappropriately touching all these girls? And then the whole audience comes to his defense. I mean, and it's just undeniable footage here.
Well, I was kind of expecting it because that was in Wilmington, Delaware, and obviously that's his home, you know, his home turf. So, you know, he had a lot of fans in the audience, and So I was kind of expecting that reaction.
What about the heckling that you received on your way out? I mean, what were people saying to you?
Well, I had people behind me. They got into it and they said, this is not the time or the place, something to that effect.
Oh yeah, this is inappropriate. But Biden, you know, touching girls in the you know government building, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and you know, usually I'm a little more vocal, but I was real close to him this time, Owen.
I see that.
Like right up against the stage. I was actually, apparently I read an article where I was sitting behind Biden's sister. I didn't know that. And
good.
You know, yeah. So the way it went down was he was talking about Beau Biden and, you know, it was like real teary kind of moment. And I'm like trying to plan my strategy
and of course that's his deceased son whose other son is now, I don't know, maybe is married to his ex-wife but still married to his other wife. It's a whole weird deal with that too,
right? And so he's talking about Bo in this real sentimental kind of way, so I'm like, all right, let me just see how this plays out. Well, Bo was like Attorney General of Delaware, I think, and he started talking about Bo's passion for protecting children. And he went after a child molester who was molesting girls as young as 4 years old. Like he just said that out of nowhere. And that's when, and I wish I got that on video, but I wasn't like prepared to like confront him at that point. And as soon as he said that, that's why I just got up and I said, well, what about the girls that you molested on C-SPAN?
And that's what I'm saying. This is hours and hours of footage. This isn't hidden. This isn't secret. This should be well known, yet these people are more offended by you bringing up the truth than by Joe Biden's actual actions. It's really shocking and incredible to me, but that's why what you're doing is so important. So, Howard, talk about why it's so important. Talk about why for the second week in a row you confront these criminals, these scumbags that have infiltrated our government. Talk about why it's so important to face these people down.
Well, I mean, for me, it's my only opportunity. Like, this is the way I can speak. You know, I got involved in this. I got involved in, like, quote unquote, street action and going to events, you know, during the 2016 election, just because I felt like I had no voice. So I said, well, I can go outside and do something. I can hold a sign. I can go to a rally and I can get my voice heard. And it just gives me the opportunity. And, you know, with social media and getting it out there, you know, it lets other people know that what you're being told is not the truth. Like this is the truth, and you can go out there and you can confront things, you know, in real life, and you know, turn off the TV.
You know, and the incredible thing to me, it honestly drives me crazy, Howard. You've got this whole uprising right now. From the radical street activist liberals, they'll have millions of people marching in the Women's March, all this stuff. And the basis is, honestly, it's all anti-Trump. They put different spin on it, the Women's March, the Me Too movement, whatever. It's really all anti-Trump. But that's fine. You know, they can try to spin it off however they want. It shows how phony the whole thing is when Bill Clinton goes on a book tour and the same people that would go march in the Women's March and a Me Too March will pay $100 to see Bill Clinton. The same people that will march in a Me Too March, that will march in the Women's March, will go stand up for Joe Biden when someone like yourself, a true American hero and patriot, says, hey, why are you touching children on C-SPAN video? That, I don't even know, like, it's the most preposterous notion, but it's real. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. The same people that march for the Women's March, the Me Too March, blame it all on Trump, pay money to see Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. Bill Clinton settled multiple rape cases. Joe Biden on camera touching children inappropriately. I don't even know the words to describe it. This is beyond brainwashing. This is beyond phonyism. This is beyond 1984. It's like, I mean, how do you measure this?
You know, the same way. You know, I confronted Biden one other time a couple months ago in Long Island, and my initial thoughts were that the people in that audience didn't know, like, about the C-SPAN videos. I think the people in Wilmington, Delaware, they know Biden so well. I think they know. I think they knew. I mean, their reaction was immediate. In Long Island, people were confused when I got up. Man, there they knew, and they were ready to protect them. And they don't care. It's like they.
I see what you're saying. So it's like they know of the tapes, they know of the video. They've been forced to view it before, and they still have that defense. They still have that Stockholm syndrome defense.
Yeah, that's my feeling. I mean, I can't prove that, but that's the feeling I get.
Well, we got a minute and a half left with you. Just can you just motivate other patriots? I mean, Philadelphia used to be the capital, a lot of history in Philadelphia. So I salute you for, you know, remaining patriotic in Philadelphia. But just the other info warriors out there that are afraid to do this. Why is this so important? How do you feel when you get kicked out of this event? I mean, do you feel the liberty inside you? Do you feel the momentum building?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I do get nervous, more so like that. I'm going to say the right thing and it's going to come out well because I want to represent myself and what I do and people that support me. I want to represent them well. But once it happens, once the crowd reaction goes, you know, your instincts take over and you know what you're doing is right. And, you know, you'll stand up and fight, you know, for what is right. And, things are, you know, I've never been arrested. Nothing bad has happened to me. And, you know, you can do this. You can do this. It just takes, you know, it just takes that, you know, initial step to go out there and say that you can. And if I can, you know, there's nothing special about me, and it's just something I fell into. So, my hope is that it motivates other people to do the same.
Well, there's certainly something special about you. So don't, I mean, Howard Kaplan here at PG Howie 2 on Twitter, his YouTube channel, The Traffic Report Show. We need more people like Howard that are willing to stand up and call these people out.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Toprosin Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Toprosin Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, independent pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Toprosin. Rub it in.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Okay, for the rest of the typical broadcast here for the 3 hours before we go into the fourth hour, I'm going to try to get through all these video clips and all this news. And then in the fourth hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines to take your calls. In the meantime, let's get back into the summit with Trump and Kim and look at how the media is covering this. So this is actually incredible. And I'm sitting here in the break trying to figure out how I'm going to cover this and what the angles are. And it's just it's all insane. That's the only angle to this. And we say the left, we say liberals, Democrats, and that's fine, the proper nomenclature, but it's beyond that. These are brainwashed minions. That's the only way you can describe somebody that has zero logic, zero reasoning abilities, and is just essentially a hearsay puppet. So what am I talking about? Okay, let's go through some of these headlines. This is from the New York Times, Nicholas Kristof, maybe he's a Russian agent, headline: Trump was outfoxed in Singapore. Trump was outfoxed in Singapore. So, what? What does that even mean? What negativity has come because of this? This is how, this is what I'm talking about.
You know, the big thing is, oh, they're willing to denuke. Trump says, think about the real estate opportunities. You know, denuke, quit firing missiles. Think about the real estate. And here's the New York Times like, ha ha, that's a victory for Kim. Yes, that's good. Trump bad. Ha ha, we can print the headline, Trump bad. North Korea, And it's like, wait a second. If anyone else said, let's get North Korea to turn their missiles into hotels, they would be celebrating it. And here Trump is. Here's the story from Zero Hedge. Trump to Kim, instead of missiles, you could have the best hotels in the world. That's a direct quote from Donald Trump. Why wouldn't the left love that? They want you to turn your guns in. They want to take the guns from American citizens. They want to have buyback programs to take guns from American citizens. Oh, but they want Kim Jong-un to have nukes. So let's just get this straight. Let's follow this path of reasoning. In America, Americans bad. Americans need to turn the guns in. Repeal the Second Amendment. Turn in your guns. We'll even have a buyback program. Americans can't have guns. Okay, let's apply this same logic to North Korea. No, let's not. North Korea needs to have nukes, and Donald Trump got outfoxed by North Korea saying they might denuclearize and go into an industrial tourism age. Don't you see how North Korea won? Trump wants North Korea to turn its missiles and then military operations into hotels and real estate and business opportunities? Ha! What a fool Trump is! What a fool! And that's what they're saying. Shocking to everyone, Trump pledged to halt military exercises, surprises Pentagon and Seoul. Oh, Trump bad! Again, I thought the left wanted less intervention. I thought the left wanted peace. Here's Trump saying, look, turn your missiles into hotels. We'll stop doing the war games with South Korea. We'll turn our missiles into hotels for you, too. We'll make a big thing of it. And the left says, no! Oh, no! Americans are bad. They need to turn their guns in. But North Korea needs nukes. And they're outfoxing Donald Trump. Yes. Yes. And then you have this. You know what? Let's just go to the videos. Let's now go to clip 6. Listen to how CNN reports on the North Korea summit.
Understand it will be one-on-one, just the two men and their translators. Now, President Trump seems to have slept little, if at all. That's the issue with Asian jet lag.
That's typical.
But he started tweeting just after 5 a.m. local time this morning. His most recent tweet slamming critics of the meeting, calling them, quote, haters and losers. Bob, a senior Trump administration official is telling us they're going to, you know, go in front of the cameras for this first very formal handshake. And then there is this one-on-one. And we really do understand
it's
one-on-one.
Yeah, now he's coming to do the translators. Inspector General report. I mean, the guy never sleeps.
No
he works all the time.
Secondary, tertiary sources on what actually happens in the room. Your take?
That's a bad idea.
So anyway, so you can pull it down. The point is they keep, oh, jet lag. Jet lag is going to stop President Trump. The jet lag. Oh, he can't get a deal done. He's got the jet lag. Oh, he got the deal done. How do you explain that? And if it's jet lag that would have stopped President Trump from getting the deal done, even though he got the deal done, listen to now clip 10 and ask yourself, then what stopped Obama?
Out to you, or any of his people reach out to you, the president's people, anybody reach out to you for insight into the other side?
Well, you know what? I've talked to those guys the last 5 years.
Which guy?
And we talked to, I talked to Kim Jong-un and an administration over there 5 years ago. And he asked me 5 years ago, we sat down for lunch. And he sat down and asked me, hey, Dennis, I would like to ask you three things. If you go back to tell the President of the United States these three things, and I would be willing to talk to him.
That was Obama.
And it's a true story, and I got my people here that was there that heard the conversation. He said things like, if they can move the ships back from South Korea, I would do what I have to do to listen. If you can move certain things or do certain things,
hey, partner, real quick, do you hear what he's saying right here? Ladies and gentlemen, he's telling you that Kim Jong-un essentially made this offer to Obama, and Obama ignored it. So then Trump comes in and actually listens to Rodman and says, hey, maybe you got some good intel here. Let's go into that. Gets the deal done. Let's go back to Rodman here. on CNN.
My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama. And Obama didn't even give me the time of date. I asked him. I said, I have something to say from North Korea.
Now, why is this?
He just brushed me off.
Why did Obama do that?
I still kept going back. I kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you saying it. I remember you saying it. Let me ask you something.
There was a huge viral video, too.
It was amazing. It's amazing. When I said those damn things, when I went back home,
now Rodman starts breaking down.
I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
All right.
I couldn't even go home.
You know,
but I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change.
Here's my theory on why Dennis Rodman is getting so emotional over this. You know, here's a guy who... look. It's kind of the same thing that burnt me out on sports and sports media. It's great. It's fun. But it doesn't deliver you. It doesn't have anything real to it. It's a child's game. And so here's Rodman, played probably 15 years in the NBA, three-time champion, you know, Hall of Fame basketball player. Finishes his career in the NBA and says, I want to actually do something. I've got money. I've got power. I've got a platform. And so he takes up this North Korea challenge, becomes friends with Kim Jong-un, has an opportunity to reach a deal, has an opportunity to open a doorway to negotiations, and he pours his heart and his soul into this, and he comes back to America. Obama sloughs him off multiple times. He gets death threats. And so now he's having his moment where all the effort, all of the thought that he put into getting a deal potential with North Korea and the United States on the table finally comes to fruition under President Trump. And it just, you can see the emotion hitting him. It's like he had been betrayed every time he came back to try to get a deal done. He kept getting betrayed and betrayed by Obama, by everyone in America. And finally Trump comes in and says, all right, what do you have to say, Dennis? Wow, that's good intel. Let's actually look into that. And then he gets the deal done, and you can see he's here breaking down, tears streaming from his face on CNN. That's how real this is. This is the perfect personification of everything in America flipping right now, folks. That's what this is. It's all real. And someone like Dennis Rodman, who just genuinely wanted to make a positive impact on the world, gets this done, gets sloughed off, cast off by Obama, cast off by Americans, now finally has his deliverance. Now finally has his moment where he can say, I did something for the world. This can be my legacy. And you see it. That's where America is at right now, folks. And it's just incredible. And you're part of this. We're part of this. And we're trying to bring this to light. We're trying to ram this home. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're doing a live 34-hour broadcast this Thursday and Friday. And then I'll just tell you, there's going to be some bonus material that night, too. I won't show my hand, but expect that. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off top-selling products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Folks, if you haven't tried Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, you're crazy. It's $20 right now on InfoWarsStore.com. This is a must-have product. This is a game-changing, life-saving product. You need iodine. I bet you're deficient in it. InfoWarsStore.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.